where did they come from, how they live, and their hobbies, and their life in general. Many of our younger members of our clan will be asking who our ancestors are and where did they come from, how did they live, and where did they live. The answer lies to some degree in this last member of our family, and I am the last member of the original group of four brothers, father and mother, who came over to this country, came over from Poland. We settled down in a coal mining area in West Virginia, a little village, coal mining village, called the Snake Hollow. We do not exactly know. Could be the year of 1900 or 1901 or maybe even 1902, but surely not any later. Our oldest brother, Michael, came over to this country in between 1900 and back 1800. Seems like it must have been about 1906. He and another friend of his came over here to explore, to learn something about this country, and to make their living. They found this country to be very desirable. After a few years of their visit here, they went back to the old country, told the folks of the wonders they have discovered. They were so enthusiastic about their explanations of the job they had and business of making a living that my father, who had been general manager, economist, all of his life, in large manners, decided to give up that kind of a life and to come to this country. So he came over here with my brother, and very shortly, no more than a year or so later, the passage has been sent to us to follow, and we did. I remember very well how we had to steal our way across the border, Russian border, into Austria, on the River Son, crossing it. Although it has been many years, but I do remember that we crossed over a very swampy area, reaching the River Son, and on a raft we crossed it to a town by the name of Rozvadov. From Rozvadov, or rather at Rozvadov, we boarded the train to Bremen. This was our first train that we ever rode on. where we came from in Poland, at Blinów, there were no trains, so we never saw a train in our lives. When we reached the great body of water, after a few days, we got on the large ship. If I remember, the name of it was Bremen. Across the ocean was rough. And we were very, very glad when we saw that beautiful lady, the Statue of Liberty, one morning. And then our problem was to go through the casing guard, being examined for health, and so forth. And then the train, and off we went to West Virginia, where our father and our oldest brother waited on us. It must have been near 11 o'clock at night when the train unloaded us on a platform near some sort of a building. It was later in the day, it turned out to be a store building with a platform right at the river edge. It was dark, very dark and cold, for it was November 7, I believe, that we landed on that platform. We heard the ripples of the river washing under the platform, but we didn't see anything. It was cold. So we huddled up ourselves together and waited for daylight or morning light. It must have been somewhere between 2 and 3 in the morning when we saw the little lights coming down the hills from different directions. We didn't know what they were. And we seemed a little bit with the old European superstition. When at night one would see a light dashing here and there, the saying was that the surveyor during his lifetime had cheated some landowner, and after his death his spirit would be resurveying his land. So it was understood. There we saw, and when we saw the lights coming from different directions, we sort of remembered the stories told in the old country about the surveyors. My two older brothers, John, being about 16, he decided to investigate and see what he could learn about these lights. Brother Alexander was just about a year younger, decided to go with him. And before long, the light approached us, came to the platform with the brothers, with a man who had the light on top of his head, with a coal miner, going to work to prepare his coal for the early morning shift. He happened to be of Slavonic race, spoke a bit of Slavish language, but he understood us. And he said he knew our father and brother, and he knew that they were waiting for us, so he volunteered immediately to take us over to them. We gathered up our belongings, the little bundles we had, and we followed him on for about a mile and a half, walking over a railroad track to a little mining village, not more than about half a dozen houses by the chains.